It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, July 9th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The violence on the ground in Egypt following the ousting of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi is very real and very deadly. Yesterday, more than 50 supporters of the former president were reported killed when military and police fired on demonstrators. There's no comparison to that in the digital world, but there is a battle about semantics happening on a Wikipedia page describing recent events in Egypt. The question, are they protests or a coup d'etat? The answer could have real-world consequences. Maria Hanoun has written on this for Foreign Policy magazine. Maria, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So describe to me what is happening on this Wikipedia page.
So basically, the title of the Wikipedia page, which is 2013 Egyptian coup d'etat, is one of the things being disputed about this page. And people have a problem with this, and it's something we've seen throughout the revolution, a problem with the term coup. It rubs a lot of the protesters the wrong way because it has undemocratic, very oppressive connotations that they don't feel goes with the revolutionary spirit of what's been happening. And so you're really seeing it play out on the Wikipedia page, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, I would imagine it gets kind of tricky to change the title of a wiki page, right?
I think getting consensus is difficult, getting consensus from the editors. The original page, I think, was 2013 Egyptian protest, and it was changed to coup d'etat. The people who are sort of editing this page say, well, it is a coup. The events that occurred look like a coup, and so it seems like we should be calling it a coup d'etat, while other people are saying that term in and of itself is loaded, and we feel like it sort of misrepresents the spirit of what's happening now.
Yeah, an interesting amount of chaos in the digital world that I suppose is analogous to what's happening actually there on the ground in some respects.
Exactly. I mean, CNN has had trouble covering the protests because they used the term coup, and the anti-Morsi protesters were really upset by this. So they've been sort of protesting against CNN as well. And it's very similar to the Wikipedia debate. It really does get to the heart of what's going on right now.
Another interesting issue here is not just how media gets treated on the ground, but what the use of some word, or some would say loaded term, like coup d'etat means for something like foreign aid.
So this is something else the people have been talking about on the talk page. It's still a very contentious issue. The U.S. is cautious about using this term. They haven't used the term yet because it does have implications for our funding. Supposedly, we are not, you know, allowed to fund places that have undergone coup d'etats. And so with the Wikipedia page, it's been used on both sides. So some people say, well, since, you know, governments aren't using it, we shouldn't be using it. While others have said, well, if governments aren't using it, that means they're avoiding it because it is sort of a contentious term. So we should use it because if we're not using it, we're really falling on the side of the government and we're violating this neutrality issue. So it can be spun both ways.
Maria Hanoun is a freelance journalist who writes for Foreign Policy. Maria, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
And on a lighter note before we go, what seems our weekly reminder to be careful what you tweet. A teenager in Melbourne, Australia, thumbed words into his phone while at a concert referencing this song. It makes me do such stupid stuff. I say things I never mean. Exactly, that would be Time Bomb by the artist Pink. The kid's probably thinking about some of those lyrics today. His tweet, which read in part, "I'm ready with my bomb, time to blow up," resulted in his arrest by authorities. They used his Twitter account photo to find him in the crowd. The teen was charged with being a public nuisance. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.